Finish up Matthew chapter 25, starting in verse 31. And then you got a quiz. So pay attention and have the joy of the Lord. Matthew 25:31, third section of the chapter, 25:31 starts off and says, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was a hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee?" They're very surprised. "Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee?" And the king shall answer and say unto them, "Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not." Then shall they also answer him, saying, "Lord, when saw we thee a hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee?" Then shall he answer them, saying, "Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not unto me." And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Now we have the judgment of the nations. The judgment of the nations. This is not a parable, but a clear description of what will happen when Jesus comes back. The second coming, this is the second coming of the Son of Man. It's called a glorious coming. And he comes with his angels, and he will be king then. Notice he calls himself in verse 31, "When the Son of Man comes," and verse 40, "and the king shall answer." So even though he's constantly referring to himself as a human, "I'm the son of a man, I'm the son of mankind, I'm a son of a human, I have human flesh," he calls himself the king. He gathers all nations. This includes a resurrection, as we're going to see. This isn't just people who come through the tribulation. It is an entire amalgamation of everybody. It includes a resurrection in those who have survived the tribulation and even have survived the battle of Armageddon. Jesus separates the crowd into two groups, like a shepherd does, sheep on his right side. He invites them into his new kingdom, and it's been prepared for them since the founding of the world. It's a wild concept, but the idea is this is not a work it out type of plan. He's working out. He's just going according to plan. All of this has been prepared. He praises them. He says, "You guys have done great." And then he said that they've earned their place in the kingdom. And they didn't even know why. He said, "You fed me, you gave me drink, you took me in as a stranger, you clothed me, you visited me in prison." What he's referring to were to the Gentile nations here. These are the Gentile nations. Actually, I might. Referring to the Gentile nations here and how they treated what Jesus calls my brethren, the Jews. He's not talking about believers, even though you ought to take care of believers, even though the world ought to take care of believers, because when Jesus talks to Saul of Tarsus, what does he say to him on the road to Damascus? He said, "Why persecutest thou my children?" Or what does he say? No, he says, "Why persecutest thou me?" So every time he goes hailing men and women and taking them off to court and beating them, Jesus said, you're doing that to me. So it is true that it applies to a Christian, but who are his brethren here? They are the Jews.
If all the Jews are saved in the tribulation, they'd be Christians as well.
Well, during the tribulation, you have what's called, it is called the time of Jacob's trouble, and the Israelites are saved, but they are still Jews. Because if you've ever noticed in the Old Testament, in the prophecies of the Old Testament, especially in the minor prophets, it talks about Israel being the head, and Moab and Ammon being the tail of the nations during the millennium. Israel, 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 the nation. So, and even during the millennium, the temple is going to be rebuilt again, isn't it? And there will be a morning and evening sacrifice with priests sacrificing lambs every morning, every evening, during the entire period of time during the millennium. So there are some Jewish aspects that are still in play. All right, I said it this way: in the dispensation of grace, it's neither Jew nor Gentile. But in the dispensation of the time of the tribulation, you're back under the law. And the Jews are just fulfilling, they're actually just fulfilling the Old Testament concept, they're looking for the Messiah, and he comes. Now they become effectively Christians, but they're having to run for their life. They are the hated people group during the tribulation, and how the Gentiles treat them is how Jesus then responds to the Gentiles. Does that make sense? I'm not sure if I'm answering you right.
No, yeah.
Okay.
Are the Gentiles saved?
These Gentiles are saved based on their works. Not that they're saved by works, but it proves whether they're saved or not. Because if you are a believer and yet you aren't protecting and aren't feeding and aren't visiting Jews, then you're not really a believer.
But why didn't they know?
Why didn't they know what? Some of them were taking care of the Jews. Some of them were not. Now you say, why didn't they know? No, they knew the importance of taking care of the Jews. But they didn't realize they were actually ministering as if it was to Jesus.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Yes, Dan?
Just that he calls them righteous, then shall the righteous answer him. So they're believing Gentiles.
They are.
That have shown their belief by taking care of the Jews.
Yes. So, time-wise, this is in the tribulation. This is not dealing with today, even though it'll apply at any time. B, goats on the left side. And he condemns them straight to the devil's hell. Sends them to everlasting fire during the millennium. let's go to Revelation 20 and look at verses 1 to 5. Barry, why don't you read that? Revelation 20, 1 to 5.
I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of bottomless pit, a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, that the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection.
All right, so there is a resurrection at the second coming of Christ, and the devil is put into the bottomless pit, and these people are put into hell. They're now going to be with the devil and his angels instead of with Christ and his angels. Notice Jesus comes with his angels. Well, the devil has his angels. You choose which side you're going to be on. Their crime was rejecting the Jews. Genesis 12, 3, Lisa.
And I shall bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed.
Yeah, you and I better take that verse very seriously. God curses those who have no time for the Jews. That's the test of a Gentile, whether you believe God. See, a lot of people say, I'm a Christian, but they don't read their Bible. A lot of you, I'm a Christian, but I don't go to church. I'm a Christian, but this. I'm a Christian, but that. You know, the real test is, what do you think of the Jews? Oh, they're so arrogant. Why don't they just leave Palestine? It's their land, all right? So how they treat the Jews. Now, their crime is rejecting the Jews. They claim they would have treated Jesus well. They said, when did we do these terrible things to you, Jesus? Surely we would have taken care of you. And he says, no, when you did it not to the least of these, my brethren, then you did it not unto me. The principle is this. Treat people as if they were Jesus, especially the Jews. Especially the Jews. Wives are to submit to their husbands as unto the Lord, is your fill-in. Servants are to serve as if they are serving the Lord. Everyone is to do everything they do as unto the Lord. And you should sacrifice self and wants as if you're doing it for the Lord. So sometimes when somebody else is getting the advantage, somebody else is getting ahead, somebody else is winning, and you have to bite your tongue and let them win, do it for the Lord. Do it as unto the Lord. That's the concept, and it's founded throughout Scripture. Note, the everlasting punishment is not annihilation. It is not into nothingness. Annihilation. Well, the word will be, whether spelled right or not, is up to you. So this shows two resurrections, as you're filling on number 5, right after the Battle of Armageddon. Let's go to Daniel 12. Two resurrections. When I say two resurrections, it's the resurrection... It's one resurrection with two results. I should say it that way, even though, you know, sometimes don't take me wrong. Daniel 12:3. There, Eric. Right after Ezekiel. I know these Bibles are so hard to find.
It's not your Bible to get all the structure. Daniel 12:3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever.
No, read 1 to 3. No, it should be. I thought it was just... 2 to 3. Doesn't matter.
I'm lost. Is it Daniel 1, 2 to 3?
No, 12.
Oh, I've got 12, 3.
That's right. So read 2 and 3. I don't have it on there. Your confusion is confusing me.
And at that time shall Michael stand up, and the great prince will stand up for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book.
Yes.
And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
It should have been 12:2, but the idea being that there's a resurrection, some are going to awake, some to life, and some to everlasting shame and contempt. Okay, so that prophecy is fulfilled in Matthew chapter 26 at the second coming. Okay?
Who gets resurrected?
Everybody who is a Gentile under the Old Testament. Every Gentile.
Under the Old Testament.
Under the Old Testament.
Before Jesus.
In before Jesus.
So everybody,
even now, that is unsaved is also going to be resurrected. That is the resurrection. Everybody talks about Judgment Day, Judgment Day. That's Judgment Day. That is the resurrection of everybody from Cain all the way through. The only resurrection that has happened so far has been a resurrection of the righteous believers, or mainly Jews, at Jesus' resurrection and ascension.
Well, wasn't there a resurrection?
Okay.
In a sense, when Jesus came out of the grave and the dead?
That's what I'm talking about. That was basically most people who were believers in the Old Testament came up with him. Not all of them. There are two.
So was that a limited?
That was a limited resurrection.
Okay.
Then there's going to be a resurrection of just believers at the end of this dispensation. Just believers. Then at the end of the tribulation, there's a resurrection of everybody else. Everybody else.
After the millennium.
After the millennium.
Are you putting the Great White Throne Judgment there?
The Great White Throne Judgment is after the millennium.
Okay.
So we still live through the millennium?
We get to live through the millennium. What do you mean we have to live?
I went to go to that very good.
So does that mean just millennium people to deal with it for
that
the
die.
Great white
throne? I'm not sure with the great white throne.
Okay.
I don't know. I can just stand here and say my brain has a limit. I don't remember.
Okay.
Barry will figure it out for us and correct us.
What about it says in the Revelation, blessed and holy is he that had part in the first resurrection. I would suggest it's only believers or something, wouldn't it?
It does suggest it, but it is in the resurrection that is of the believers. All right, let's draw out the plan. Without my brain, I'm not prepared, so I don't review everything. Let's see if I can try to figure this as I go along, because I have to remember. All right. So, we know Jesus comes up out of the tomb and then ascends. There's an earthquake, and for 40 days you've got people who are resurrected, and it says many of the saints. It means multitudes, but I don't know if it means all of them, because one of the funny things is, in Acts chapter 2, Peter says, David is still in the tomb. His bones are still in there, so he wasn't resurrected for a reason yet. And I think that's because he's resurrected at the millennium. He is the literal king of Israel in the millennium, and he's waited for that resurrection. So anyway, you've got that 40-day, you have people who are resurrected here, and then they go up with Jesus as well. Now.
But you know the people that rose from the dead? Didn't they rise from the dead when Jesus died, not when he resurrected?
No. You read the verse, it says there was a great earthquake after his resurrection.
There's an earthquake?
Yes.
I thought it was after
his death. Just is all in the same verse, so unless you read it real carefully, that earthquake happened at the moving of the tombstone. There was an earthquake.
It rent the tomb.
But again, you get the idea that it all happened at once, but it was actually over time. So you have another
Sorry, when did that happen then? Splitting up the
rest. At the moment that he died.
All right, okay.
Okay, now, that's what I think.
Yeah, no, I can see
okay.
That.
Now, you have another resurrection of... All right, so this is a resurrection of the Old Testament saints. All Old Testament saints. You still have Old Testament lost here. It's continuing on. You then have New Testament saints, the bodies. Again, we're dealing with bodies of New Testament saints. Those bodies come up when, Barry?
The rapture.
Okay, there is, we which are alive and remain shall not prevent them which sleep in Jesus. All right, so there is a rapture. Okay, they go up first, and that is before the tribulation.
Did it have a resurrection, though?
The bodies of the New Testament saints coming up is a resurrection, yes. Alright? Then we, which are alive and remain living at the rapture, we go up as well and meet the Lord in the air. Then at the end of the tribulation, you know about the raptures, you know there's people who are taken up, and there are people who are taken, and they are deposited into the Battle of Armageddon. After the Battle of Armageddon, there is a rapture. So there are people who die, the bodies of trib saints. They come up, and let me limit and say, it says many shall await. Let's read Daniel again. Let's make sure I got a full understanding of this. We all get it. And many of them that sleep, and again, it's not all, many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. So some people are going to come up here who are going to hell. Okay? Now, they're already in hell, but their bodies are resurrected, and then they go into the lake of fire. So the hell is for the spirit, and the lake of fire is for the flesh, the new flesh. So who else is resurrected here? I'm not sure. I just know there's one more resurrection out here. Right? I'll try to figure this out with the puzzles. You got one more group, and that's called the Great White Throne Judgment. And these Old Testament lost either could come up here or come up there. And off the top of my head, I can't remember. Okay? If you get rid of all the Old Testament lost coming up here and being judged there, that is a massive crowd. And I don't know that they all come up here. If it is people who live through the tribulation, who else is going to be condemned if it's not this group of Old Testament lost? And I'd have to do some study. I'd have to look up. And Clarence Larkin did some great dissecting and rightly dividing of this stuff. And maybe he's got a better answer. I'm not sure. Okay? But I know this one. I know this one exists. I know this one exists. I'm just not sure who's at each one. Yes, sir?
Should there be seven resurrections?
Hmm?
Should there be seven resurrections?
There should be. But I'm not looking at all seven. I'm just trying to figure out where these guys are. We know there are two here. All right? There are. Those are resurrections. We know that there's one here, some to life and some to everlasting shame and contempt or destruction. We know there's one here. So one, two, three, four. Look and find the other three. I don't. There's the resurrection. One of the resurrection doesn't have to be physical. It can be spiritual. You, which were dead in trespasses and sins, hath he quickened, made alive. I was resurrected the moment I got born again. That's one of the resurrections. Okay? Yes, sir. One second, Eric.
There's two questions you want to ask. One was, do you have to be dead and buried? But you just said there's a spiritual resurrection.
Yeah, that's one of the seven.
Because didn't call Lazarus forth from the grave. That's a resurrection.
That was a temporary resurrection. That was a resurrection. He's going to die later. Yes.
So is the great white throne millennium then the great white throne?
That's right. I didn't write it in here, but this is the millennium.
The other question was, you said hell is for the spirit, but the lake of fire is for the new flesh. What's a new flesh?
Well,
I know we're going to flesh to go to heaven. But
every person on this planet was designed to live forever in their body.
Uh-huh.
You and I are going to get a new body, whether we're resurrected or whether we're raptured, we get changed, don't we? All right, so I get a new body. Every resurrection puts on a new body on every person, whether saved or lost. Even the lost man is going to get a brand new body.
I don't know.
And he's going to spend eternity in hell with a brand new body that can't... eternity in the lake of fire with a brand new body that cannot die. I think it's one of the good reasons why to get the good news out. Yeah. God intended for everybody to be with him. He did not. He was not Calvinist going, I don't want so-and-so. He designed us to live forever with him. Okay?
Maybe I'll talk later about Spurgeon soon because I was concerned about what he said.
Well, he said a few things. But then again, anybody who writes 40,000 sermons is going to say some things that you're going to disagree with. Okay. the principle is we Gentiles are responsible for how we take care of the Jews. Take a look at Moab, etc., and the judgment on them because they didn't care, take care of the Jews in the wilderness. When the Jews came by Moab, Moab came up against them and says, you're not going to our country. And God says, in Deuteronomy chapter 23, God reminded Israel and said, you are to go and whoop their rear because they didn't take care of you. And that was rough, man. All right, you got a test. Put your notes away. I didn't give you a space on here, so put your name on there and the date. Sorry, I'm not in the right. Hold your notes. Okay. Wait a minute. Okay, I thought that was the wrong one. Today is the 26th.